And we know that God has downloaded a word into our speaker this morning. But right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for this day. For this is a day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your protection that you keep around us. God, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for giving your life on the cross so that we might live. God, we thank you for this master's call this morning, that you have downloaded a word into our speaker this morning, and we ask you to pour back into her the virtues that she shall pour out to us. God, we ask you that you shall anoint this word, that it will be received in our hearts, and that we should continue to grow and live by your word. We thank you for Artists International giving us this platform that we can come together each and every morning to share. And God, we thank you for those wise women of Christ, Pastor P.K. Wadler, Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their obedience in saying yes, that each and every one of us have been brought together. We thank you for this call. We thank you for the word coming forth. We thank you for all that you do in our lives. We should continue to praise you and lift you up and magnify your name. And this, we thank you, we adore you, and we cover it in your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, thanking you for the honor and the privilege to be able to welcome you this morning to the call. I ask that each and every one of you go out and have a blessed day. And now I shall turn the call over to our very, very capable host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
Hear you loud and clear, Prayer General. Take it away.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone on this wonderful Tuesday morning here in October. And I tell you, you're such a blessing to the masses. We give God glory for you. This is Brenda Terrell, TMC family. I want to say welcome and good morning to you. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Jackie, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Now, believe it or not, this is our telecommunication sanctuary that where we are here every Monday through Friday, and we've been here, you guys. Here we are celebrating 7 years. This is our month of celebration, and we are so excited that you have joined us this morning. So I just want to tell you a little bit about this call. Like I said, we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5 a.m. Pacific time. And two dynamic, powerful women of God started this call October 2010, and they are none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. And then we have our Mother Eagle, who we lovingly call her Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. And again, the call was established in October 2010, and it was based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, the mission statement that we rest upon daily and we give God glory for is it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And it's definitely done that. So we encourage you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and even your enemies, if you have any, and just tell them it's a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all the messages have been archived there since 2010. Can you believe it? Yes, we got a buffet of messages there where you can go and get enriched, enhanced, and empowered. Now, what I love is that we have a theme for the year, It is in 2017. By faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, I know many of you are on the call and you say, oh, I would love to be a part of this ministry. Well, listen, we want you to share with us as well. You may want to host this, greet, as Minister Jackie did so graciously, or then you may want to host, which is what I'm doing. Now, and then, of course, you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will definitely contact you. Now, God has blessed many of us, and this is the thread that really brought us together, and it is a wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company called Artist International, and we are under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we are so thankful to God that we have been helping so many people with their health. I tell you, the testimonies that we have will definitely blow you away. So if you want to get more information, get with the person that invited you on this call, and then we also have the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call every Monday through Friday at 7:30 Central. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617#. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and I know that there will be some great information that will be shared with us today. So I'm just going to get out of the way because we have a dynamic speaker that's going to give us a word from the Lord. I tell you, this woman of God, every time she gets on, she comes on with the anointing that God has instilled in her, and we're so thankful that she is a part of our ministry. She is none other than our pastor, LaVonna Lewis, from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I want you all to keep Las Vegas and the people that the families of the victims that lost their lives out there. I tell you, I know it's definitely a solemn place at this season. She stands on the scripture, Matthew 11:12, where it says, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." She was born out there in Las Vegas, Nevada, on August 1st, 1972, to a single teenage mother. And she is a co-pastor along with her husband, and she know that what the enemy tried to do to her, God called her forth in such a miraculous way. At a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others, and she was called by God to set aside for his use. And then, so at an early age of 13, she realized that it was time to step up and work for the Lord, and she did just that. She was filled with the Holy Ghost and started preaching the gospel at the age of 14. Isn't that powerful? And then she was ordained as an evangelist at the age of 17, and then became a youth pastor, along with her husband, from 2004, the mandate of equipping the saints with the lost and to recover the backslider, that both of them have worked together in unison and have done wondrous things in Las Vegas, Nevada. This woman of God is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree. She also received her master's degree at magna cum laude, and I tell you, she's going forth in as far as getting her PhD, and I call her doctor already because I tell you, the anointing of a professor is definitely upon her. She has been successful in radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained the young people, have been a blessing to the masses, and she's definitely been a blessing to the TMC family, a wife, a mother, a sister, daughter, teacher, student, counselor, and a pastor, and she is definitely a friend of God as well as a friend of TMC. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Pastor Nirvana Lewis of Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you there, Dr. Lewis?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, God. The woman of God, God bless you. Take it away.
We thank and praise God this morning for all of you who are on this call. Started your morning off saying, look, I need to work, but I need to be connected before I even get my day started. So we thank and praise God for those of you. Thank you and praise God for all of the leaders on this call. I thank you for your prayers for Las Vegas. Surely this has been a challenging time. This has been a trying time for us out here. I like what she said. I'm born and raised out here in Las Vegas. I'm 45. I've never seen anything like this out here. This shook us. I'll say that. This shook many of us. My husband was just down there working when that happened. He had just went to make a delivery at the Mandalay Bay. And the person he went to deliver to was not able to come down and get their package. And so he called in. They told him to go ahead and, you know, abandon the order and come back in. And, well, matter of fact, they told him, just go home. You could just go ahead and go home, get off work now. And so he thought that he was supposed to be working until 11 o'clock that night. And so the Lord blessed, and they let him go like at around 9:30 something, like 9:40. And so he got, back on the freeway, came home, got home, went upstairs. By the time he got home and went upstairs and turned the TV on, the shooting had happened, and we start seeing all the news flashes. The Lord led him out of that trouble right in the nick of time. So you know I'm excited. So you know I got a word for real because we're so grateful. And I tell people all the time, my heart is grieved and grateful at the same time. I'm grieved, of course, because of the devastation, and we got to minister now to a hurting people. And so ministry now got to kick up a notch. But I'm grateful because God saw fit to lead my husband and other family members I had working down there, lead them out of such devastation. And so I come to you this morning, and I want to tell you that there is a David. It's time for David to rise up. It's time for David to rise up. And we got some giants to kill. Amen. We got some giants who have raised their ugly heads and have decided that they want to forge war against the people of God. So I come to you from 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and I'm going to kind of be jumping around. This story is very familiar to many of us, especially if you are a believer and have been a believer for some time. You've heard the story of David and Goliath, but I hope that today I can encourage your heart with some points. So I'll be kind of going through the scripture. So in your own time, go ahead and just read. Even if you read it before, read 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter again. And so I'll look at verse 1 first. And it said, now the Philistines gathered their forces for war and assembled at Socah in Judah. They pitched camp at Ephes-Damim between Socah and Azekah. And so here you see them setting up camp, getting ready to wage war. Saul and the Israelites assembled and camped in the valley of Elah across the way and drew up their battle line to meet the Philistines. So I'm going to skip down to 4. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. His height was about 6 cubits and a span. Can I just re-say, he was a big boy. Amen. And he had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat and a scale of armor. He was prepared for battle, all right? And so it goes on, and I'm jumped down to 8. Said, Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not the servants of Saul? And here we see the enemy coming, and not only being bold enough to set up camp and get ready to wage war, but now he wants to shout out insults. He being petty. He want to be funny. You know, like, how dare you try to pitch camp and line up against me? Don't you know who I am? And so some of you now, and I speak that because it's happening here in Vegas, but it's not just happening here in Vegas. Even though that shootout happened out here, there are a lot of you are going through the same kind of terrorist attack in your own life. The enemy has said, look, I'm going to be debt. Some of it has come into the face of depression. Some of it has come in the face of your marriage having troubles and woes. Some of it has come in the face of health. Whatever it is, some kind of a Goliath has decided to pitch camp and step up against you and say, look, don't you know who I am? Don't you know that I'm bankruptcy? Don't you know that I'm cancer? Don't you know that I'm divorced? Don't you know who I am? And it has decided to wage war against you. And so it's standing here. And so just like Goliath has done, just like Goliath, it's standing here. He said, look, if a person is able to come and kill me, I want you to come and try and do it. I'm your champion for my people, and I want you to send one out to represent yours. And it's almost like he's, again, making fun of the people of God. Making fun. He says, this day I would defy the armies of Israel. I want to speak, and I know I don't have to know you personally. I don't have to know what you're going through personally. I know that there is some kind of a Goliath in your life that's stepping up and threatening you, having the audacity to threaten you. Amen. And so 12 says, now David was the son of Ephrathite named Jesse, and he was from Bethlehem in Judah. Jesse had 8 different sons, but here David was the youngest of them, and he was the smallest of them. And so he was out there tending to his father's sheep. And it says, for 16 says, for 40 days the Philistine came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. My God, every single day, this Philistine stood up and said the same thing. This thing came as a consistent threat. This wasn't something that just came out to the Philistines one day and then they hadn't heard from it for a while. No, it was consistently a looming threat to the people of God. Consistent threat. I want you to keep that in your mind. A consistent threat. And it says, but no, now Jesse, the son of David, he took roasted grain and bread, and he brought basically some sandwiches to his brother, took brothers to the camp, because they were out there posted up, getting ready to fight Goliath and everything. And so David, being this little boy, of course, he wasn't on the team to fight. He just needs to come and feed them. But he noticed something, and he says, he comes out there, and he notices how this giant is coming against him. And 25 said, now the Israelites had been saying, do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy us. He comes out and looks crazy. He talks bad to us. 26, David says, David asked the men standing near him, what will be done for this man who killed the Philistine, removing this disgrace from Israel? Now, you already see David rising up. Now, David ain't supposed to be doing nothing but bringing sandwiches. That's your job. Nobody's looking for David to fight. Nobody's looking for David to be any kind of great warrior. As a matter of fact, I don't even think David is looking to be a great warrior, but David sees a problem. David said, look, y'all going to just let him keep coming out here and talk crazy to us? We serve the Almighty God. We serve the God that is above the God they're pretending to serve. We serve the real one. What's going to happen? So, because we got to do something. And so the brothers get upset about him, and they said, look, why you come down here? Where the few little sheep that you're supposed to be watching over? Go handle your sheep and let us try to figure this out on our own. You try to play big boy games with us. You're not big enough to handle this. Now, they hiding. And David is stepping up, rising up. But they want to make him feel bad for him deciding to say, look, there's a problem, and we need to fix it. And so I love it that and even though they say that to him, look, David said, don't let no one, look at 32. David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Let no one lose heart. I'll go fight him. My God, do you see this? Again, I go back. David is a shepherd boy. David is not a trained warrior. David is nowhere as big as the other boys. But David sees a problem. And David knows his God. Oh, Jesus, my Lord. Come on. He said, look, I don't need to have a lot of skill. I don't need to be big. I don't need to be trained with a sword and shield and all of that. But I know there's a problem. It's a consistent threat. And I know the kind of God I serve. And something's got to be done about this Philistine. My question to you today is, do you recognize the consistent threat that keeps popping up in your life? How long are you going to let this Philistine keep coming and threatening you and making you afraid? Because I tell you one thing, as long as the Israelites were posted up in battle and in this confrontation, they couldn't do nothing else. Think about it. For 40 consistent days, he kept coming out, and they would sit there and be hiding, trying to figure out what we're going to do. You can't live no life. You sitting there for 40 consistent days hiding, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. David said, enough of this. Enough of it has had us captive for too long. It's time for us to step up. It's time for us to take charge, and it's time for us to kill this thing. So you see David go on. And David says, look, Saul begins to say, look, you can have this, you know, take this shield, put this on. I'll give you my cloak. I'll give you my sword and my spear, my javelin. I'll give you all this stuff. And so they begin to dress David for the battle as they would dress for the battle. They begin to put things on him that they would wear. And my question is it working for them? So how did they figure it would work for David? And David recognized that as well. David took it off and said, look, I can't wear all of this stuff. You got to take this off. It's too heavy. It doesn't fit me. It doesn't do well for me. You can't use whatever other people are trying to use. Just because they're dressing like a certain way for a battle doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Quit. Don't try to be like nobody else. Don't try to walk and talk like no one else. Look, I have a different kind of ministry. I don't always preach conventionally. I don't always come up with my opening and my 3 points and my clothes. I preach like God gives it to me because I can't wear nobody else's armor for this battle. I got to fight this thing the way God told me to fight it. And so sometimes you got to get rid of the javelin and the spear. I know that looks so together and it looks polished and you now look like a warrior standing up there. But look, some of y'all just going to have to go get 5 smooth stones. Come on, you're going to have to just go get some prayer, some fasting, some praise, some worship, and some commitment, some shut-in. You're going to have to get 5 different stones and say, look, this is the way I fight, and it works for me. This is how God called me to do it. And it said that the Philistine came out and David came, and the Philistine was so insulted by David coming out there and doing this, but David knew what he had to do. He told me, he said, you come against me with this? Come on. Who would y'all send out here to fight me? At first, when you come up against your Goliath is going to laugh at you. Your Goliath is going to say, see, you think them 5 little stones, you think you going to getting on your knees in prayer is going to do something. You think you praising the Lord and being in worship is going to do something. You think you shutting in and fasting is going to do something. You think that them 5 little stones going to do something. It's going to laugh at you. But baby, look at the story. It said he took the sling and he began to wind it up. And he had 5 of the stones, but he only really needed 1 because he knew the God he served and he hit with precision. I want you to take when you go into prayer, pray with precision. What exactly is it that you need God to do? When you go to fasting, don't just stop eating. I need you to fast with precision. Lord, I'm pushing the plate back today because I need you to do this. Come on, he hit him with precision. And then what was so awesome, 51 said, David ran over and stood over him and took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the sheath and killed him. Do you see what was so awesome? What was so awesome? David didn't even have to bring his own weapon. He was able to take what the enemy had to kill him and kill the enemy. Can I encourage you today? Because to let you know, one thing they didn't know about David was David already had experience fighting lions and bears out there. Just don't underestimate the stuff you've already overcome. Honey, that's what's going to help you overcome the next thing. And it's going to take the devil by surprise. Raise up, David. You got some Goliaths to kill. You got some Goliaths to kill. God bless you. Be encouraged. Take charge of your day and go out there and kill your Goliath.
Praise God, praise God. Oh, my goodness. Pastor, Dr. LaVonna Lewis. You brought that this morning. You brought it this morning. I'm out here dancing with the squirrels in the trees. Praise the Lord. Woman of God, for that powerful message this morning. I definitely will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Oh, my goodness. Let's pray before the Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus, for being the God that you are. You're awesome in all your ways, oh God. And Lord, we realize that there's nothing too hard for you. We thank you for this powerful message that came from this woman of God. And we ask, Lord, that you continue to pour into her, Lord, virtues of blessings, virtues of peace, virtues of joy, virtues of long-suffering, goodness, mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed her going out and blessed her coming in, her husband and her family in its entirety. We ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen them as they go through day by day. We glorify you, Father, for our Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Father. We ask that you continue to strengthen them in every way. We glorify you, Father, for those that are facing giants, oh God, but we know, Father, that there's nothing too hard for you. They are healed by the blood of the Lamb. We're talking about Minister Ada, Minister Kai, Minister Jackie, and Miss Kendra Carter, and so many, Lord, that have been going through, Father. We call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We glorify you, Father, for our very own Dr. PK, Father, for strengthening her, Lord, in her body, Father. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in artist life and the artist family, Father. Help us and strengthen us, Lord, to carry on, Father, to do your work and to do your will. And not only us, Father, but everyone on this line, whether they be a part of the ministry or not, Father, we know, Father, that you have a calling on each and every one of them's life, and we ask that you use them to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for healing and strengthening and comforting the families of the victims out there in Las Vegas, Father. We say, have your way, Father, because we don't understand it all, but, Lord, we know that everything still works together for the good of the Lord to those who are called according to your purpose. We glorify you and we praise you for every good and perfect gift, and we thank you for doing the work, not by might, nor by power, but it's by your spirit. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Oh, TMC family, TMC family, please share this message. The lady, the woman of God brought it just as real as you could get it. Just pick up your stones and let the Lord use you. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm just on fire, you guys. I'm trying to get it together. Listen, we do have the new morning motivational call coming up right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And if you want to, and I know you do, want to share this call with somebody today, somebody, share this message. That replay number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677#. I know you're going over to the new morning motivational call, and let me tell you, God is doing a great work for each and every one of you. I thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord. We love and appreciate you. And thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, Dr. LaVonna Lewis, for giving us such a powerful message this morning where we can face our giants in the power of the Almighty God. Would you please come back and close us out with a benediction?
Father God, we thank you. Lord, we glorify your name, because you gave us power to overcome our Goliaths. Every giant, every enemy that comes against and opposes the people of God, God, we stare down now and we say, you have no power, you have no reign, you have no rule. We serve the Almighty God. We serve the risen Savior that took the power from you and gave to us. Just as David went and took the Goliath's armor and his weapons and kept it in his own tent. We take back the power of the enemy. We take back every weapon the enemy is trying to use against us, and we put it in our own tent, bragging rights, and say, look what we have overcome. God, we thank you as we go about our day that we will command our day and we'll kill our giants and we'll have victory and it'll be on display. In Jesus' name we pray, today shall be the greatest day we've ever had until tomorrow. In your name we pray. Bless God and amen.